Well, now I've always been very tied up with the church, but not here. When I was in St Albans, I was Mother's Union enrolling member, they called it. And then I was in charge of the young wives groups. Our Mother's Union became younger than the young wives group. It was very odd. But I enjoyed that because I used to go all round Hertfordshire talking to the groups. And, I do like people. And because John had always been deaf, I knew you had to articulate. I think probably it's in the family, because my father preached, you see. The boys preached on Wandsworth Common. And the eldest boy went into the bank, did very well. He ended up as manager of Piccadilly Barclays. The other one went into insurance.
Did they stay as Plymouth Brethren, your brothers?
The eldest one did. The second one became a Baptist. When you went into the Army and Air Force, you had to give a religion. And really, they'd say, Plymouth Brethren, what the hell's that, you know? So I think it was easy to say Baptist is the nearest, really. And you could just say C of E, just in case you need a chaplain, isn't it?
Do you think there's a similarity between the Plymouth Brethren and the Quakers?
The Plymouth Brethren are slightly more organised. You had morning, like what we call community, breaking of bread, and anybody could get up and do it. Whereas I think in the Quakers, I don't know whether they have that, but they sit quiet. Mm. Whereas we used to have old boys who got up and spouted for hours. I remember as children we used to say, oh, it's old Mr. So-and-so, oh, we should be late out today.
Okay.
But there is a similarity. I have a lot of Catholic friends. Catholic, Baptist, Church of England, Methodist, United, Reformed. They're having a job in Leatherhead now to maintain the buildings. Methodist and United Reformed were supposed to consider amalgamating, but I don't think either wants to give up their own church. Pretty difficult. To me, they're all Christians. That's why I get cross when these strict Plymouth Brethren won't say good morning. I feel like saying, good morning, Christians. My son-in-law in Scotland keeps giving me frightfully clever books called Homo Sapiens and Homo Deus. And there, in the end, we're going to be all taken over by robots. You won't have any free will. I don't like that.
No.
Can't bear it.
No, not good.
I want to know that I could choose good or evil.